IUP continued its mastery over Lockhaven, but believe me, this wasn't a very easy task for the Crimson Hawks, who came away with a 20-17 win over the upstart Lockhaven Bald Eagles. In fact, they took the lead, first of all, in the first quarter, 7-0, on a 75-yard drive. They got a 24-yard pass play from their quarterback, Ostrowski, to their fine end, and that is Tyre Young. IUP came right back. They tied the game at 7-7 with a 75-yard drive of their own. This was in the second quarter. Number 12, Cy Clark, caught a 5-yard pass from Karst Hunter, and the extra point by Nick Andresi tied the game. IUP then came back, took the lead at 14-7 in the second quarter. This was a 45-yard drive in three plays, 14-yard pass play from Hunter to Massey. 14-10 as we go to the third quarter. It was 14-7 at the half. 30-yard field goal, Lockhaven. It's 14-10. And then back-to-back field goals for IUP. Nick Andresi of 34 and 38 yards. And that was the final count, 20-17. Well, it was the final count as Young caught a 79-yard pass from Ostrowski. That got it close, but the Crimson Hawks prevailed despite the fact they had 10 penalties in the game for 100 yards. Also, some injuries. Karst Hunter was injured. He was replaced by Nico Marchitelli, who went 7 for 13, 54 yards passing, and he ran for 46 yards. Hunter was injured. Adam Hauser was injured early. He did not return. And Hilton Ridley was also injured in the game. Three key players for the Crimson Hawks. They'll go to Millersville for Saturday afternoon game with a 2-0 record. They've won 36 in a row over Lockhaven. And this probably was the toughest of any of those. Jack Benedict reporting from Lockhaven for your hometown radio station.